Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 11th parak of Maseches Menachos. We are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Hey. HaShulchan Orko Asar V'Rachba Chamisha. The Shulchan was 10 tefachim long, 5 tefachim wide. Lechem HaPanim Orko Asar V'Rachba Chamisha. The Lechem HaPanim were 10 tefachim long and 5 tefachim wide. Nosin Orko Kedag Rachba Shul Shulchan. So the Kohen would put each of the Lechem HaPanim with the length across the width of the Shulchan, because the length of the Lechem was 10 tefachim and the width of the Shulchan was only 5 tefachim, so it would overlap or overhang, I guess, 2.5 tefachim on each side. V'kofel tefachayim u'mechza mikan u'tefachayim mechza mikan, and then he would bend it up by 2.5 tefachim on each side, on both on all the lechem apanim. Nimtza arko memali kol rachba shel shulchan. So the length of the lechem apanim filled the entire width of the shulchan. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's how Rabbi Yehuda says. Meaning, once you bend it up, once you fold up the bread, so then it fits perfectly on the shulchan. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, HaShulchan Orko Shneimos of Rachbo Shisha. The shulchan was 12 tefachim long and 6 tefachim wide. Lechem HaPanim Orko Asar Rachbo Chamisha, but Lechem HaPanim was 10 tefachim long and 5 tefachim wide. Notice in Orko Kinag Rachbo Shul Shulchan, they would put the length of the Lechem HaPanim across the width of the shulchan, so it would only overlap each side by 2 tefachim, not by 2.5. V'kofel tefachayim ikanu tefachayim ikan, and therefore they would bend it up, fold it up by 2 tefachim on each side, utfachayim ravach be'emtza, and you do that, and you leave 2 tefachim of open space in between, kadesh teharuach min hashevis be'neyen, so that the air will go in between the lechem apanim, so that they won't get gross and moldy. Abishol omer shama yunosin shnei bezicha levona shel lechem apanim. In that space, they would put the 2 bezicha levona, the spoons full of levona spices that went along with the lechem apanim. Amru lo, but the chum said back, v'lo kvar nemar, it said you put on the ma'areches, the levona zaka, on the arrangement of the lechem, not on the shulchan. So Mlen v'lo kvar nemar, but the pasuk already says v'alav mate menashe, that on Ephraim was shevet menashe. Now they obviously weren't on top of shevet Ephraim. The whole shevet menashe didn't sit in a double decker bus on top of shevet Ephraim, but it means that they were right next to. So we hear also the bezicha levona being al lechem apanim means it was right next to the lechem apanim, but not literally on it. Mishnah Vav, arbas nifim shel zahav hayusham. There are 4 golden tubes to hold up the shulchan, or to hold up the lechem. Muftzal merashehen, and they had like these little notched out sections at the top. Shayusomchen behem, and they would support the lechem so that the lechem wouldn't break. Shnayim l'seidzeh, shnayim l'seidzeh, and they would have 2 for one side of the lechem apanim. Meaning, there's lechem apanim were arranged in 2 rows of 6 each, so 2 for one of the rows of lechem apanim and 2 for the other row of lechem apanim. V'asim mishman lekanim, and there were 28 sticks or rods in between them. Kachatzi kanachalol, and each one was like a half of a hollowed out reed to allow for air to go between the lechem, so again that they wouldn't get green and moldy. Arba asul seidzeh, arba asul seidzeh. So there were 14 of these rods for each of these stacks, each of the piles, so to speak, of lechem apanim. So lo sidur kanim lo netzilas and doches haShabbos. Arranging these kanim and taking them away is not doches haShabbos. So you couldn't do this on Shabbos. El nichnas meir Shabbos v'shomtan. You go into the heichal and erev Shabbos and take these sticks, these rods out from in between the lechem apanim v'nosan la'orko shel shulchan, and they would just put them across the length of the shulchan. So the rest of the week, these rods were there protecting the lechem from getting moldy, but not on Shabbos. Kol hakelim shehayu b'mikdash, all the kelim that were in the mikdash, arkan l'orko shel bayis. They were arranged lengthwise along the length of the Beis HaMikdash. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Hey, we had said that it was different opinions how big the shulchan was. According to the opinion that it was 10 tefachim long and 5 tefachim wide, lechem apanim had the same length and width, but they would arrange the length of the lechem apanim across the width of the shulchan, and they would fold it up by 2.5 tefachim on each side. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Meir says, no, the shulchan was actually 12 by 6, and the lechem apanim was 10 tefachim long, arranged along and lengthwise along the 6 tefach wide shulchan, so it had a 2 tefach overlap that they would fold it up, and they would leave 2 tefachim in between, say, in order to get air in between them. And Abishol says that in that airspace in between them, they would put the bezicha levona. The Chum said that doesn't make sense because the bezicha levona have to be al halechem. And Abishol says, yeah, al means next to sometimes. It doesn't always mean on top. And then in Mishnah Vav, we said that there were 4 support things that were notched out on top that it would support the lechem apanim, 2 for each of the rows of lechem apanim, and then there were 28 rods to go in between the lechem apanim to allow air to go in between them, but they don't place them or remove them on Shabbos. They would have to remove them already on Erev Shabbos and place them along the length of the shulchan. And we said just in general, whenever anything was placed, any kelim were placed in the Mishkan, they were always placed lengthwise across the length of the Mikdash. So, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Zayin.